Sure, public opinion polls might reflect what Americans are thinking, but they are so yesterday. We are told the newest barometer of what's hot and what's not is the internet. Aaron Schatz is producer of the Lycos 50, a daily column that analyzes the 50 most popular non-pornographic terms typed into the Lycos internet search engine. Schatz says already he can tell what's going to be big this summer.
Jurassic Park 3 looks to be very big. A lot of interest in the Planet of the Apes remake. And American Pie 2, it will be the big teen comedy hit of the summer, I think.
The Lycos 50 reflects all searches, right? Not just searches into popular culture.
Right. No, we measure news searches. We measure searches for different computer programs. I wrote an article a couple months ago about the strange rise in searches for wood plans. People seem to be really into building decks this year. The top job searches on the web, the top medical searches, top travel cities, all sorts of things.
What have you been able to predict correctly before?
Well, we've actually had a lot of success with correct predictions in the past. We wrote about Ian Thorpe, the swimmer from Australia, 6 weeks before the Olympics. And a couple months ago, we wrote about a pint-sized teenage rapper named Little Romeo. And he has the number 4 song in the country right now. So we were able to track him a little early.
Ever been wrong?
Yes, we have been wrong. A lot of times, people go to the internet before something comes out because they're interested in it. Once it comes out, if it's not very good, the interest obviously dies down. And Dungeons & Dragons, for example, which was a movie version of the game that came out last year, the interest was very high before it came out, and we predicted that it would make not a lot of money, but more money than people expected. Then when it came out, it turned out to be a horrible movie that none of the hardcore fans of Dungeons & Dragons liked. And I think that also is what happened with maybe our most famous prediction, which was the XFL. We wrote about the XFL in November, but it turned out that the football was sloppy and the interest just wasn't there as it went on, and it dropped off our list fairly quickly.
Well, I got the current list, the one for the end of last week. Number one is Dragon Ball for the 5th week.
Yeah, Dragon Ball is a hugely popular Japanese animated series that was actually out a few years ago in Japan, but has only come to America in the last couple of years. And you have television, video cassettes, video games, toys, playing cards. So while a lot of people don't know about it, the people who love it are so strongly interested in it that it is always at the top of our list, except for when there's a major celebrity death or holiday.
Number two is Father's Day, shopping for dad. I'm a dad. I'm for that.
Yeah, there's lots. Father's Day was number 5 last year, but it made it to number 2 this year. And we could track what people do for their dads versus what they do for their moms based on what they search for.
Tim McVeigh was number 3. Big news last week.
Yes.
Number 4 was Britney Spears, then tattoos. And speaking of tattoos, Angelina Jolie was next. Then Final Fantasy, Napster, Pamela Anderson, Pokemon. Gracious, what did we do before we had the internet?
We had to go to the local toy store to find information about Pokemon, and we had to go to People Magazine to find information about Pamela Anderson.
Are you afraid that the system's going to collapse under the weight of the intellectual curiosity of your users?
No. No matter what happens with different e-commerce companies, people will always want to look for pictures of Britney Spears. Or whoever is the next teen person to come. I mean, they won't always want to look for pictures of Britney Spears. Eventually, they'll find some other 17-year-old singer to look for pictures of. But, you know, the IRS will never go away, that's for sure.
Well, what does this reflect? Is this the country?
Yeah, in a large way, this is the country. This is what the country is interested in. I would say that the users of the internet and the users of Lycos skew a little younger, but you can't really say that the typical internet user is young or old or is male or female. It's everybody.
Aaron Schatz is producer of the Lycos 50.